This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Wednesday, December 7th. Well, cattle market's finally getting the break that I've been looking for. We started out a little bit weaker. In fact, some of these contracts gapped lower, and then the market just kind of fed on itself from there on out. So pretty big day down. Feb live cattle down about 220. Feeders were down over $3 at one point. They ended up down right around $2. So definitely, I think, a market giving us an indication that the seasonal highs are in. We kind of were leaning pretty heavily toward that already anyway in live cattle, but the feeders had actually put in a new high on Monday for this move, a fairly impressive run over the previous week. But then again, yesterday you come in, you back down into the trading range, and again, the market under a fair amount of pressure. Now the close, we close well off the low, so maybe the market's going to catch here in feeders and try to take another run at Monday's high, but I kind of think that the seasonal tendency still has a little bit more weakness coming toward it. In the cash trade, box beef values were lower again yesterday. Choice down 66 cents at 243. Select was down 197 at 219. The spread gained $1.31. We're sitting at 23.51. Movement was 147 loads. So we're off to a pretty healthy start as far as box beef movement, but it's clearly coming on some discounted prices. Slaughter rate so far this week at 255,000 head, 1,000 less than last week, but up 10,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 39 cents at 178.53. Now this box beef, over these last few sessions, we've watched it deteriorate aggressively. We've lost $11 on the choice just in the last 4 days. The select has lost about $6 in the last 4 days. Now this is coming on a week from last week where the packers paid steady to about a buck higher depending on where you were. So, the packer margins are getting squeezed pretty hard here just over this last week or so. So the question is, what are packers going to do here? Are they going to try to slow down the slaughter rate to try to prop up box beef prices? That's typically what they do. But we're also in a transition phase here. Normally, packers and retailers are done buying for the holidays by the first week of December. That clearly appears to be completed this year. And now we're starting to see the markets come back down. Packers are preparing for a different base of demand as you get into January. Usually your lower end cuts, more ground beef gets consumed. They are making that shift, but they're still not able to, prop up those select box beef prices. They've come down. Now the spread has narrowed. Choice has dropped more than the select, but still everything is moving lower, at least over these last few days. So that's one thing to keep in mind as we move forward. Our packers are going to try to slow down the slaughter rates. Now we're going to be getting into tighter numbers anyway here as we get into January, February. So maybe that won't matter so much. Maybe the numbers themselves will take care of, the packers having to or needing to slow things down. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. But obviously the concern is a stock market that's dropped 800-900 points over the last 2 days. Is recession starting to, take hold? If that's the case, beef demand is going to drop. I think that's a given. So, you still are in working through your big numbers now. Is it going to create an issue now? Well, normally that's your seasonal pattern anyway for the market to pull back as we, work our way through mid to late December. So there's a lot of moving parts here, as there always is, but I think that for the near term, box beef is weak. Consumer demand clearly is questionable. Stock market's under pressure. You're still working through big numbers in the feedlots, and the packers, they're hinting that they may try to slow down the slaughter rates. Margins are getting squeezed pretty hard. In fact, they're the lowest their lowest margin for this week since 2016. So clearly the packers are kind of against the wall. And again, the fear is that they're going to just slow things down, and that's going to back up cattle in the feedlots, put more weight on them, pressure the cash. So those are things we're concerned about. But as we work our way through winter, again, you know, we're going to be looking at tighter numbers. Weather, of course, is always in play. Get a few storms that move through the southern plains feeding areas, and all of a sudden you have a completely different short-term picture. But it doesn't change the bigger picture, which we talked about quite a bit. But, you know, you're looking at a developing bull market longer run. As long as the economy holds together, you know, there's just no way of getting around it. You know, the herd size has declined for the last 3 years and probably will again this coming year. There's no indication of heifer retention, and certainly by default there's no indication of herd rebuilding. That has yet to come. And, you know, we're already getting into these tight numbers. We're working our way through the heavy numbers from herd liquidation, which just pushed more and more cattle into the feedlots. We're getting through those numbers in fairly decent shape, you know, to be honest. So as we get into the tighter numbers, one would think that's going to be very supportive to the market. That depends on steady, at least steady consumer demand. But if we go into a recession, then that changes that picture at least a little bit. Exports have been pretty decent. As long as that keeps up too, as long as China stays in the market, they have been like the sole reason our exports have been better than a year ago. So keeping that on that positive trajectory would obviously be a great thing. So short term, I think the markets have more work to do on the downside. I think we'll work our way lower at least into, you know, mid-December, and then things just get quiet. But I think once we get through December, the markets will probably start to work their way higher again. So that's kind of what I see short term. Feeders, I think, are being supported by a corn market that's under a great deal of pressure. You know, their chart formation looks like it was just a large correction from the big sell-off that we had during the summer, which suggests that we're going to get another pretty notable sell-off here over the next several weeks. It's hard to justify that fundamentally, to be honest, but the formation would suggest that. So we're careful, more careful on the feeders. I think, you know, that formation just looks a lot different than the live cattle formation. But I think short term, I think both of them are going to pull lower, and then we'll just see what happens from there. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.